When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Welcome back to the Deuce and Mo podcast. We got a lot of good podcasts coming up next week, by the way.
Yeah, Morgan, we do. Reagan.
We got one with our buddy Sean Cunningham talking big picture kings, because he had some Sasha news this week.
He did.
Talking about, like, actually some of the reporting out there not completely accurate. We're going to talk about that with him, Malik Monk, the NBA draft, and we're dropping an NBA draft pod next week.
Ugh, can't wait.
Because the NBA draft is just around the corner, but we have to drop an instant reaction to game four of the NBA finals. The Dallas Mavericks stay alive. They win game four. We get another game of the NBA finals.
Are you really excited though?
Yeah, I didn't want the season to come to an end.
Neither did I, but there's so much of this that just felt like, get it over with. And I say that, no offense to the Mavericks fans who I'm sure out there right now are feeling hope and like, of course there's a way. I would have felt like that if they had taken care of business in game three. And that's why I'm just kind of like, okay, isn't it still going to happen? Isn't this team still going to come out super dominant?
Yes.
Great bounce back though in this game four.
One game at a time.
All right.
We start with tonight and look, they dominated in every facet of the game.
Yes.
122 to 84. They led by as many as 48 points in this game. But we had to start with Luka. If we're going to talk about what Luka did not do last game, how disappointed everyone was with him, he had to hear that noise for a couple of days.
Yes, he did.
And you're always fascinated by how the great ones can respond.
When you see Luka playing great, not complaining, but then playing great also has to do with what he's doing on both ends of the floor. And I think Mike Breen said exactly this. He goes, Luka's probably never going to be on a all defensive team. But when you are seeing that defensive effort that you know he is capable of playing with, it helps the entire team. It helps his play. And that's what you saw tonight.
And that's why when we talked about what went down in game three, as Carlin the dog makes noise in the background, he's getting amped up. Because that was something we saw from Luka throughout this playoff run for Dallas.
Yep.
Not saying a lockdown guy, but someone that can get into a defensive stance, use his physicality, use his body, get his hand on a ball. He had three steals in this one.
Wow.
And so I just felt like his defensive engagement was incredible tonight.
Agreed.
It's a good bounce back performance for him after he was getting burned and burned and burned in game three. And really this whole entire series, he showed up and that's what you wanted to see. Like Dallas throughout this run, we talk so much about their defense. This looked more like the Dallas Mavericks defense. You're not going to hold Boston at 84 points. I get that. But we're talking about the intensity, keeping their man in front of them, not getting shredded in the paint tonight.
Yep.
I thought they did a much better job.
A whole different story as a team. Because I even thought in that game three, as a team, they started off the game doing a much better job, right? Like you saw the defensive intensity, everyone moving on a string. It was there for the Mavericks. And then it slowly and slowly went away as Luka was getting frustrated as the Celtics kept dominating. This game, it felt like they came out from the start and did it, and then they didn't lose it. It felt like it was deflating the Boston Celtics. Celtics were missing a lot of shots. That's also going to be something that's like self-inflicted at times, but a lot of it had to do with the Mavs making them work twice as hard for some of these shots that
were so easy.
Yes.
Great rotations, contesting.
So much more fun to
watch. Jaylen Brown did not have clear pass to the basket in this one.
You could tell Holiday,
he was thinking about it a little bit because Dallas was in the right spots defensively.
And I thought they did a good job. Luka was frustrated last game three. Jason Tatum looked like he was frustrated tonight. And I don't blame him for being frustrated. I think the officials missed some physical calls on him, but you got to play through it. It's the NBA Finals, and that's exactly what the same thing that we said about Luka, Jason Tatum, same thing tonight. It's not why they lost the game, but it was just something. It was noted. It's like, try and get in his head if you can.
So looking at Luka, this is like the best lesson for him possible. And you don't want these lessons to come in the NBA Finals. Because as I was watching the game, I'm like, man, Luka, if you had the mentality you had tonight in game three, it's probably 2-2 headed back to Boston right now.
Yes.
Okay. It did not happen. You move on. But like the lesson here is look at what happens when you are super engaged and locked in and not distracted and just playing your game. It wasn't just like, oh, he wasn't distracted with the officials. It was like the intensity he was playing offensively. He played with great pace. He was getting the ball up the floor tonight. Yep. Super focused, attacking the basket, playing with physicality. And he made some shots tonight. But what's crazy about his night, he had 29 points. He was 0 for 8 from 3. But guess what? He had a great game tonight. I don't care about the 0 for 8 from 3 because he was doing everything else well tonight. And he got a chill in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And that's exactly what you want your star to do, especially going into a game five in the NBA Finals. But he went to the basket hard. I felt like at times there wasn't as much resistance from the Boston Celtics that we have seen, but it didn't matter because he made sure to get it done, to make those shots not only at the rim, but also in the paint, his turnaround jumpers, even if he wasn't feeling the same type of defensive pressure from the Boston Celtics, he got it done, and that was the main point, and he wasn't the only one to get it done, which was nice.
Big-time performance by him in this one, and to your point talking about the Celtics, and we saw this a little bit in the game three early on, felt like the Mavs were able to get some stuff inside. Dude, this Porzingis injury is looming large. And they say, Mazzulla says before the game tonight, oh, Porzingis is available. But, you know, it sounded like breaking case of emergency.
Yeah.
Well, you probably could have broken glass in case of emergency. He wasn't playing tonight. And that was clear. They go with kind of the same thing. And look, man, Horford had some good moments.
Yeah.
For sure. And Tillman did some nice things early on, trying to like stay in front of Luka at times. But they were getting shredded. And not having Porzingis' rim protection.
Oh, my.
Just the threat of him out there. You could tell Dallas is feasting a little bit.
Well, that's why. I mean, look at the last two games without Porzingis. That's why you saw more of a game last game. If anything, that's why Luka took so much shit, because it was like they were that close and they needed their star. And then this game, you saw a dominant performance because they made sure to attack the paint, get to the basket, score in the paint, because there was no Porzingis protecting the rim.
60? I have to double check this I'm almost, I know the 60 points in the paint is correct. No, I just checked it.
Okay.
60 to 26 points in the paint.
Big difference.
In favor of Dallas. 60 to 26. Dallas in the paint. 30 for 49. 30 for 49. Boston was 13 of 33 in the paint tonight. Yep. That's where we got to talk more about Derek Lively's impact in this game.
Oh.
Derek Lively was a monster. His best finals game. And started early. When he came in, instant energy. Yep. You felt the shift. Kid goes to him like the 9:30-ish mark of the first quarter. This guy hits a corner three.
Oh, yeah.
His first three of his career. Yep. They said on the broadcast tonight. But he was everywhere defensively, offensive rebounds. He ends up with a double-double. He had 12 rebounds to go along with 11 points.
Yeah.
7 of those rebounds were offensive rebounds.
He was magical. And from the standpoint of not just being, he wasn't the star player out there. He was doing all the things that they needed to feel uplifted, to get this type of game where they had this dominant performance, and he just was relentless, never gave up, was going after every single loose ball, every single second chance opportunity. And on top of that, he was in the right place at the right time to get some of those lobs from Kyrie, from Luka, and whoever else. And I loved Lively's minutes out there. And he's the reason why one of the reasons why this team is still alive.
Call my favorite Lively plays tonight. So he comes in, hits the three. Down the other end, he blocks Tillman.
Yeah.
Then that next play down for Dallas, Kyrie throws him a lob for the jam. And the place is just going crazy. And then you had early in the third quarter, look, I know Boston's down. It's 61-35, but also we're going, man, this is the NBA. We've seen big leads evaporate. You want to come out the right way. He comes in the second half. It was a Luka pushing, finding Gafford, and Gafford with a brilliant pass to the corner to Exum, hits a three, timeout. They review it, ends up not being a three for Exum, but it was that type of play, and it just seemed like instant energy from this rookie who I'm just honestly amazed by in a lot of ways, because he's been thrust into important minutes throughout the playoffs and in the finals, and like the guy's best friend, his mom died. He lived with her. Yep. And I know that's been talked about, but I'm so like
the grieving process. Oh, I can't say the thing that you said to me the other day. I know this has nothing to do with the game, but this to me is just such a point. And that's like,
I was making the point to Morgan just about, I just hope, because right now he's got all the good distractions. Like, he's playing in the NBA Finals. He's around his teammates and coaches, and it's basketball. Got to prepare. Just keeping yourself busy. And I go, man, I just hope he's got the support system after the season, because it's going to be a hard crash for him. And this is not an easy thing when you lose someone like
I've seen people grieve during a time of when they have so much going on.
You saw that happen with me and my grandma.
And it's truly. Yeah. And it's just like you continue the marathon. And then when everything stops and then you can process everything, it's like you need to make sure you have a supporting cast. And I just hope that this guy, who just brings so much joy to the game, on the floor, to his team, that people have his back when everything is over this season.
He ends up playing in this game 22 minutes, and I just felt like he was a major impact out there. Agreed. I love what he brought.
Well, I feel like with Dallas too, and I said this to you during,
I know where I you're going,
that it just felt like the other guys, the bench, I mean, everyone doing, contributing. And you, of course, you need Luka and Kyrie to be the ones that are being the stars, to being dominant out there. You need PJ Washington to knock down some threes, whatever. But when you have Exum, when you have even Kleba just making some shots, playing with a different type of energy, like, we're not going to lose tonight, that's what you got from your bench.
I thought the others were really good. And PJ Washington got into foul trouble. He ends up not playing a lot of minutes in this one.
Still knocked because down
of
that. Two and threes.
Then they rested him. But he hits a couple of threes out there. Just good energy. You're right about Dante Exum. I felt like he brought some physicality out there tonight. Yeah. I thought Josh Green, just making the hustle plays, just the winning plays out there. You know, if you're going to be out there and you play 18 minutes, you get 5 rebounds.
Dive on the floor.
Yeah. Kleba, he shot a three and made it. And that was big, maybe for his confidence going forward. Mm-hmm. Kid decided he was going to go with a different look. He wasn't going to mess around and play Hardaway. He did, of course, end up playing Hardaway, you know, in when this game was a blowout. Same with Jay and Hardy. By the way, Hardaway scores 15 points.
I know.
Maybe that does something for his confidence. I don't know. But no, it was just interesting to see those type of adjustments. And Dallas, like, look, they were, that's how you should play a finals game. Desperate. You have to be desperate. You're at home. You're not trying to get swept. No. That's embarrassing, especially with what happened in game 3. And they came out and responded in a big time way. A huge credit to Kidd and the Mavs for fighting.
I shouldn't be so quick to say, like I did in the beginning of this clip, just about how, hey, you know, like, get it over with. It feels like no matter what, the Celtics are going to win the series. One, you never know what could happen. But the reason why I go in that direction is more because of the eye test, the dominant play that we've seen from the Celtics. Yeah. I've said to you over and over again, it's like, oh my God, they just seem like the best team in the NBA. They are making this team look bad. And tonight, it felt like they weren't playing their best game. And finally, the Mavs look like themselves.
But there's also something for me. Look, you're right. Prisoner of the moment here. But I'm going, man, the fourth quarter wasn't really good for Boston either of game 3. They had a fight and claw just hang on. Like, did Dallas start to figure something out? Did they wake up in a certain way?
And even if Porzingis is back for game 5, let's just say,
that's a swing. That's a swing here. I'm sorry. Is Porzingis being out has changed everything?
It's a swing, Deuce, but you're going to tell me that he suited up tonight and couldn't go, that if he could play in game 5, you're really going to expect what we saw from him? I'm going to be honest.
My real theory on why Porzingis was, like,
what's your theory?
In warm-ups tonight.
Love it.
Because they were like, they just, if they won, they wanted him to be in uniform and feel good about it. And maybe they get him.
You shove on a hat and a t-shirt. I don't know.
That was my theory. Because I'm like, this guy's, is he really going to try to play out there? And maybe, I guess they don't play game five until Monday in Boston. So maybe with treatment, he's able to give it a go. I even felt like Boston early on in this game, they missed so many threes that were great looks. I mean, Pritchard had one out. That in and out. White had one. I mean, there were so many great looks that they missed.
Yep. At
and
the
then
rim.
It just ballooned because all of a sudden Boston's missing or Dallas is getting stops. And then Dallas is playing free. They're knocking down shots. They're getting out in transition. And we saw in that Pacers series, when the Indiana Pacers can get out and go off Celtics misses, it can be problematic at times. And you saw that tonight. There was just some really fun plays.
There were. It was like for such a blowout. I think what was fun about this one was just seeing the Mavs stay alive because one, we get more basketball. And not only one, we get more basketball. I do believe, and maybe this is just my hopes, but I do believe that we will see a game that is closer to what we saw in game three. And that is competitive basketball. Yeah. That is a team that has the finals right there dangling in front of them on their home floor. Can they get it done? And then the Mavs being like, we've gone this far. Let's keep going. So,
yeah. And I think for me, looking with Luka, I didn't want this to be like, hey, he doesn't have a good game four. They get swept out. And then, you know, he's getting buried all offseason. I wanted him to respond quickly.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I was amazed that they had him do a sit down with Malika Andrews yesterday.
Yeah.
And asking all the tough questions about what happened in game three. And so to see him respond in this way, like, people have to remember he's still a young player in this league.
25? Like,
yes,
yeah.
He's 25 years old, okay? And there's obviously a lot of pressure on him because he's in this spot and he's had some great individual accolades and now he's trying to win one. But like game three could be the turning point of his career. Even if they lose this series, if that just like hits a switch where it's like, this is what I have to do to win a championship. Yep. I have to be this locked in all the time. I have to be conditioned. I have to not lose my cool all the time with officials. I have to be locked in defensively. I have to take care of my body.
And to be able to make an in-series adjustment like that and reflect quickly and get your shit together, I mean, bravo to him.
He's capable of it. And this is an example tonight.
Yeah, yeah. And I think when you look at the Celtics and everything that they did or did not do tonight, I think a lot of missed shots were super deflating. But again, I want to make sure I'm giving love to the Mavs defense because I thought the intensity of it also brought something else. My question to you, I kind of talked to you about this at the end of the game. With the finals, the championship right there. You know that t-shirts are in the back. You know that champagne is on ice, ready to go. Do you think like something with that also brought a different type of game, a different type of demeanor, mentality to the Celtics team where they need to snap out of it and like, you know, buckle the F up?
You know, I think it's really hard to beat a team four times in a row.
And
in
the best league in the world,
it's just, and we said after game three, I think we were talking about like, hey, do you think it's over? Like, is it going to be over in game four?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard because when you have great players like Luka and Kyrie, you want to give them the benefit of like, hey, they could step up and have a big game and show up. And that's what happened tonight. So I don't think it's a thing where Boston like overlooked Dallas tonight. Dallas turned their intensity up. Everyone who was in that game to level 100. And Boston didn't match that intensity all the way. I mean, you just look at, we mentioned points in paint, 60 to 26.
Yeah.
Rebounding, 52 to 31.
Rebounding.
You want second chance points? 16 to 2 in favor of Dallas. They got shredded.
Rebounding was huge, and it was huge from the start. Yeah, so you look at every angle of what was deflating for the Boston Celtics. Them missing shots, sure, but Dallas doing a fantastic job on all those effort plays, getting the extra rebound, getting the second chance opportunities. But I also think the way that not only Luka driving into the paint, but we gave love to all the others. We didn't give enough love really quick to Kyrie because another game where he was driving to the basket, scoring in the paint at the 1 of 6 from 3-point land, right? So it's not like he was just knocking down all his threes, feeling good. It was he was scoring in the paint. He was being aggressive. He was finding his teammates. Yeah. It's exactly what you want to see from him.
Kyrie had 21 points in this game. 18 of the points came in the paint.
There
he was 9 of 11 in the paint tonight.
There you go.
He had 21 points in the paint. Boston as a team had 26 in this one. So yeah, I'm completely with you. And one of my other random favorite stats.
Why?
So Dallas actually has a game where they make more threes than Boston. It was by one.
Okay.
They were 15 of 37 in this game from three. That's 40%.
Wow. Yeah,
great figure.
Uh-huh.
Boston 14 of 41, 34%. Let me go back to the 15 made threes from Dallas.
Okay.
That's on a night where Kyrie and Luka were 1 of 14 from three. So that it goes back to what you're saying. All right. The others. Ones, PJ hitting a couple. Derrick Jones Jr. finally hitting one. You
but
know,
like Luka and Kyrie driving to the paint and finding others and, you know, getting 6 assists, 5 assists. It's, again, what it creates and how it shifts.
Two tonight.
And that.
Gave me flashbacks against Sacramento.
And how it shifts the Celtics defense from left to right. It makes them have to think twice. Do we help on Luka in the paint? Do we help? Do we collapse here? Or do we run out and, you know, allow others to just make those shots? And that's what was going on tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, obviously, you're going back to Boston.
It's going to be
tough. Crowd's going to be crazy. Oh, this is not going to be easy. And everyone wants to jump like, oh, could they be the Mavs be the first team to rally back from a 3-0 series deficit? You know what I say about that? Don't worry about that. Oh. You just win the next game.
That's a good point.
Your whole mission now
we can
is
worry about that. Going
it's never been done. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about sports. At some point, it's going to happen.
At some point.
There was a time where teams who were up 3-1 in the finals didn't lose until the Warriors lost to the Cavs, right?
Yeah.
Who could forget OKC with a 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference Finals against the Golden State Warriors? And the Warriors came back and won that series, eventually led the KD going to the Warriors after that. Weird shit happens in sports.
If
you never know, wouldn't bet on it.
If I'm a Mavs fan, though, it's like I know if the team that I root for was in this situation, I would feel just so high on life tonight. And I'd be like, there's a chance it can happen. Like, let's go. Just a couple more. How many more would that be? Three more? Yeah.
Yeah, three
just,
more.
There's three more.
You only have to win a game 5 in Boston, a game 6 at home, and then go back to Boston for game 7 to win. But
yeah.
No, I mean,
You never know.
Things can get interesting.
Yep.
I mean, even Boston. They've had big leads in series, and they've had to go. Wasn't it against Miami where they're up 3-0 and it went to a game 7? So, like, it can get a little tight. It can get a little tight.
Yeah, you either take care of your shit, make your adjustments. I'm sure Mazzulla will have a lot to say to this team. And if you're Dallas, you know what's up.
The level of fight has to absolutely be there for Boston. You know, and Dallas is not going to have the home crowd to feed off of. They're on the road again. It's going to be a tough environment, you know, for Kyrie. Can he get it going in Boston, right?
Yep.
It didn't have good games at all in those two games there. Can he get it going there? And for the Mavs, it's just, can you have that same level of defensive intensity and bring it and push the pace constantly? Be the aggressor. Boston's going to hit more shots in game 5. It's just bound to happen, right? They're going to knock down some shots. I imagine it'll be a much closer game. Maybe we'll get a really competitive game for game 5.
Well, that's what I want.
Morgan, be honest with me.
What?
Do you kind of want a game 6? Do you want this to keep going?
I don't care at this point.
Come on. I want to see history.
I just want to see good basketball, you know?
That's fair.
You know what I mean? It's like if I'm going to continue to watch this, I don't want to watch this shit every night for 4 more games.
That's a good point. Well, we'll of course have more podcasts coming up next week. We love you guys so much, but we got to go.
See ya.
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you.